I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Good evening. Conversation tonight ranges from China and the aggression in East Asia, especially against the new Prime Minister of Japan, Takeuchi Sanai. The trash talking is constant. I remark to our correspondents that Takeuchi Sanai lives rent-free in the brains of the Chinese Communist Party Foreign Department. They can't get away from mentioning her, criticizing her, slamming her. It is odd, but repetitive, compulsive, apparently. No further information forthcoming. Wang Yi repeats himself. What is the status in East Asia? The status is that China continually threatens Taiwan. The status is that South Korea now looks to be under the presidency of a man who cooperates in some fashion or concedes in some fashion to not only to Beijing and the Communist Party in China, but also to Kim Jong-un, the dictator and the brute in the darkness visible of North Korea. Difficult topic. We do the best we can approaching it from outside. Gordon Chang joined me in our conversations. Also, remarking on other controversies, to say the least, now the French government is fragile. Rains, 11 big storms coming off of the Atlantic, sweeping through Spain, France, and down to Italy. I spoke with Simon Constable. It's been raining for days. The rivers are full. No bridges out yet, not where he is. He remarks that the 400-year-old, four-century-old chateau he's living in the south of France, has a garden with ruts in it, chambers for the water to drain from the garden. That was put in there 400 years ago. They've had rain in this region before, and they know it runs off. Simon reminds that he's on a hillside, so they don't have the water encroaching their front door, but it's running off in the garden. Good for them. I look forward someday to visiting Simon in the south of France. In the meantime, there are other large stories looming in all directions, but the most fun tonight is Bob Zimmerman introducing a new plan, just conceived, to get close, a flyby, perhaps more than one flyby, of Comet 3I 2015. That's the interstellar visitor from last year. Unless it's 2014, I lose track. It's racing through our solar system and leaving at a very high rate of speed. And there was no probe even close. They took some distant pictures with different probes. They took some analysis of the aura coming off the comet. Comets evaporate all the time. And they believe it's a comet like comets we have in this solar system. But closer is better because it comes from another galaxy. And that would be evidence that we're all built in the same building blocks, if true. So the plan is this, to take a starship and launch it in 2035 to slingshot around Jupiter, then slingshot around the sun, and then use its engines to fire up as it comes out of the sun slingshot and accelerates it to an enormous speed. I didn't get the detail of what the speed is, but it's enough to catch up with Comet 3i 2015-2014. That is very cool. And it, what is even more cool is that it might work with Oumuamua. I've got to get that pronunciation right again. The first interstellar visitor we had that was in the shape of a cigar, and there was speculation that it was man-made or human-made or artificially made, or what is the correct word for something that's not natural? A space visitor. In any event, could you use a starship to fling at that as well? Once you consider that we have all the time in the world and that all you have to do is go faster than the exit of the Oumuamua, you can catch up to it. Bob asked me if I know any spare billionaires who can lend the starship. I said, I know a trillionaire, and we might go for it. There's more to the show tonight. We also speak of the eve of a very big hockey game. In the Winter Olympics, the Gold Cup will be decided between the women's team for the USA and the women's team for Canada. Is not that wonderful? I reminded myself, history doesn't repeat itself, but it does rhyme. Going back to the Russian-American Cup playoff in 1980 that was often seen as a rallying point for the Reagan administration. That was right after the vote of Ronald Reagan, right before he took office in January of 1981. And it heartened everyone to see amateurs, kids really, go up against the Russian military and defeat them. They're a very good hockey team. Russians can play serious hockey, which is why so many of them are playing in Canada and the United States. In any event, there's more to the show. Thank you for listening. Good night.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.